This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown on Saturday of what they're calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports, this is the second such incident in 2 days.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. He said he ordered the shootdown, explaining U.S. and Canadian aircraft had scrambled and an American F-22 shot the object down. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. A week ago, a larger object, characterized by U.S. officials as a Chinese spy balloon, was shot out of the sky as it moved over the waters of the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of South Carolina. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The FAA confirms to VOA News that the airspace over the state of Montana was closed to civilian aircraft for several hours on Saturday evening to support Department of Defense activities. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale said an object was spotted and the Defense Department will resume efforts to observe and ground the object in the morning. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks. He made the comment during an event on Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. The far-right politician has been in the United States since December 31st. This is VOA News. The death toll from the earthquakes in southern Turkey and northern Syria was raised on Saturday to more than 28,000 people, and Turkey and Syria combined. Visiting the area, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said the death toll of the devastating earthquakes is likely to continue to grow.
It's deeply, deeply, deeply shocking. The idea that these mountains of rubble still hold people, some of them still alive, many of them dead. We haven't yet begun to really count the ultimate number who may have died.
The United States has blacklisted six Chinese entities being linked to Beijing's aerospace programs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It's an economic blacklisting that will make it harder for the five companies and one research institute to obtain technology exports from the United States. It's in response to China's surveillance balloon that crossed U.S. airspace and was shot down last weekend. This punitive move is likely to further escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, sparked by the balloon incident. Officials in Washington maintain that balloon could detect and collect intelligence signals, although China says it was just a weather research device. Another aerial object shot down Friday off the coast of Alaska is still under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's supporters have circulated a proposed resolution to the UN General Assembly on the eve of the first anniversary of the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Supporters say the proposed resolution underscores the need for peace, ensuring Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity. The proposed resolution, obtained on Friday by the Associated Press, is broader and less detailed than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's 10-point peace plan. UN diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity because discussions have been private, said this was a deliberate decision by Ukraine and its backers to try to gain maximum support when the resolution is put to a vote on February 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's defense ministry says it carried out a massive strike on energy facilities of Ukraine's military-industrial complex on Friday. The ministry did not identify the energy facilities it claimed to have hit. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina, released video showing the events that led to the death of an unarmed black man last month after officers repeatedly discharged stun guns on him. In the footage made public by the Raleigh Police Department, Daryl Tyree Williams can be heard telling officers who were struggling to handcuff him that he suffers from heart problems. Marissa Melton, VOA News.